welcome back to the news. Jessica on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 11th of May 2024. The National Transport Authority is excited to announce Bike Week 2024 is taking place from Saturday the 11th to Sunday the 19th of May. This annual event celebrates the many benefits of cycling, with over 900 events scheduled nationwide, including plenty family-friendly activities. Visit the website transportforireland.ie for all information. Tuam Graney National School Parents Association will be holding a bingo fundraiser, a raffle, a bake sale in Scariff Community College this Sunday at 3 p.m. to raise funds for extracurricular activities and school resources. It's on a cash-only basis and your support will be greatly appreciated. Milford Care Centre will host a service of remembrance and thanksgiving at Our Lady Help of Christians Church in Castletroy, Limerick, this Sunday at 3 p.m. This service is dedicated to honouring the memory of those who have passed away while under the care of Milford Care Centre. A spokesperson for Milford Care Centre said, "We invite families to bring along a stone, either from your home or a place that holds a special significance to you and your loved one. We invite you to write your loved one's name on it. During or after the service, a representative from each family will have an opportunity to place the stone on the altar. These stones will be placed beneath the altar at Christmas and again at the foot of the Easter cross next year. Subsequently, they will be relocated around or light up a memory tree. We hope you can join us for this special occasion of remembrance and thanksgiving. Please feel free to invite family and friends to join you." Multiple Sclerosis Ireland are inviting people to do their Dip a Day challenge for the month of May. Whether you're a seasoned swimmer or dipping your toes in the water for the first time, this challenge is made for you. Your participation in this challenge will support MS Ireland in its commitment to provide a range of services to the 10,000 people living with multiple sclerosis and their family members. They work in partnership with the HSE and other service providers to enable people with MS to achieve the maximum quality of life through health-promoting programmes. Registrations are open, so visit their Facebook page, or the website is mssociety.ie. East Clare Golf Club will be having their Get Into Golf programme for beginners starting next Tuesday the 14th of May at 7 p.m. If any ladies are interested in learning to play golf, please come along to the introductory course. It's one evening a week for 8 weeks. You will get 4 lessons with a professional and 4 on-course lessons with a club member for just €100. For information, call Mary on 087 98 05 341. The Cash for Clapper fundraiser organised by Fecal National School is ongoing. Bags of clothing, bed linens, towels, paired shoes, etc. can be left into the school until May the 16th. The money received from this fundraiser provides the school with valuable funds throughout the year. All support will be welcome. The recent candlelit vigils held in the playgrounds at Scariff, Monshannon, Fecal and Quinn were very well supported. East Clare for Palestine would like to thank all who attended or helped to organise and all who generously supported the fundraiser. Nationally, over €25,000 was raised via the GoFundMe page. Locally, €1,695 was collected across the 4 vigils. All monies have been donated to Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. CREE challenges you to increase your steps each day for the month of May to help stroke survivors and their families. Register and donate €15 and receive a snood on completion. Visit the website stepsforstroke.iregister.ie. East Clare Community Co-op and Scariff are hosting an awareness workshop on the Irish language next Wednesday the 15th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's ideal for anyone interested in learning more about Irish. To book a place, call 061-921-536 Cead Míle Fáilte. The Killaloe Ballina Local History Society will be having their first public talk on the life of the bog on Wednesday next the 15th at 7:30 p.m. in the Lakeside Hotel. The speaker is John Fair, and it's an exploration of domestic and industrial turf cutting in Castleconnell and Newport. Admission is free and all are welcome. The Circus Caravino will be coming to the Fecal Road in Scariff for the first time, with performances on Friday the 17th at 7 p.m, Saturday the 18th at 5 p.m, and Sunday the 19th at 3 p.m. Check their Facebook or Insta pages for details, and their phone number is 087 149 7657 to book. Lakeside National, Lac Isle National School White Gate are having their annual race night on Saturday next, the 18th of May, at the Half Barrel Pub. The first race starts at 9:30 p.m. Come along and join them for a fantastic night. Horses can be bought from local shops or online, and the website is lottoraiser.ie/LacIsleNS. If you'd like to sponsor a race and feature in their booklet, please contact the school by email lacislens@yahoo.com. Killaloe Sailing Club will be hosting an open day on Sunday the 18th of May from 1 to 5 p.m. You can chat to current members, discover the facilities available, and learn more about sailing. Visit the website killaloesailingclub.com for all the details. A full moon kayaking trip will take place on Thursday the 23rd of May at 9:30 p.m. with My Next Adventure. You'll experience the wonder and serenity of kayaking silently under the light of the moon and stars along the River Shannon. This is a fantastic trip and allows you to experience the beauty of Loch Derg under the night sky. You can paddle back towards the bright lights of the harbour. You'll be touched by a magnificent visual memory that will stay with you forever. Places are limited, so book now, and the website is mynextadventure.ie. National Biodiversity Week will be on from the 17th to the 26th of May. To celebrate it, the Irish Seed Savers will host free guided tours of the heritage orchards with the orchard experts, and free guided tours of the heritage seed gardens with their expert garden team. The heritage gardens and orchards at the Irish Seed Savers are a showcase of the rich biodiversity of Ireland, and the guided tours offer a unique opportunity to learn about the history, natural cultural heritage and ecology of the site. Visit the website irishseedsavers.ie for information, or biodiversityweek.ie for all the events. Clare FM are inviting people to vote in the Best of Clare Awards 2024 in various categories. The voting process will remain open until midnight on Sunday next the 19th. The winners will be revealed on the 24th of May. Visit the website clarefm.com/bestclareawards and be sure to use your vote. Killaloe Ballina Tennis Club's indoor courts have opened, have just opened, and these courts are the very first indoor courts in Munster and are a massive addition for sports in the district. The club boasts two artificial grass courts and two artificial clay courts, and it now has two covered hard courts. The club is affiliated to Munster Tennis, a branch of Tennis Ireland, and the website is munstertennis.ie. Jermadden historian from Scariff is launching his latest book entitled The Ancient Parish of Moyno Norbreha. It will be officially launched by Dr. Christy Kniff on Friday the 24th of May at 8 p.m. in McNamara's Bar, Scariff, and all are welcome. The Cornerstone Pub in Gurtinny Woodford in County Galway will be having a concert featuring Mick Hanley, Owen O'Neill and Anto Drennan on Friday the 24th of May starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are €30 plus booking fee and are available on the website eventbrite.ie. Focus Ireland are inviting people to walk the last stretch of the Camino Francais with them from the 27th of May to the 3rd of June to help challenge homelessness and change lives. It was founded by Sister Stanislaus Kennedy in 1985 and is one of the largest housing and homelessness organisations in Ireland. Visit the website focusireland.ie if you can help. Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland has launched the County Clare Skydive for Life 2024. This is an exclusive skydive for just residents of County Clare. These events can be a fantastic way for people to meet on a wonderful adventure for a great cause, with family and friends attending to watch your skydive. It will take place on July the 13th and will be an amazing way to help fund the youth mental health awareness and suicide prevention programs in your county schools and in the wider County Clare community. The minimum fundraising target to be raised is €600, which includes the cost of your skydive. You'll also be helping to fund their youth crisis counselling services. Ireland still has one of the highest reported rates of death by suicide in the European Union, with young males under 21 being most at risk. Joining this exciting challenge will help them to raise at least €50,000 during the 2024 year. Visit the website skydive-yspi.ie for all information and amaze yourself with one of the most thrilling experiences you can have by joining Skydive for Life 2024. Mount Shannon Arts are hosting their annual Arts Festival this coming June, Bank Holiday weekend, and are delighted to include a viewing of the film The Days of Trees, which won the George Morrison Feature Documentary Award at the IFTA Awards 2024, hosted by the Irish Film and Television Academy. The theme of this year's film is fusion, and the schedule over 5 days includes a plethora of events, including poetry readings, music in the park, historical walks and art exhibitions, community market, dance and drama, and they're all in a variety of historic venues around Mount Shannon, including a barge in the harbour. Mel White, chairperson of the festival, said fusion is at the core of creativity, and our ability to merge different ideas, cultures and perspectives has meant that we have created a very unique and innovative schedule of events this year. All details and tickets can be found on the website mountshannonarts.ie, and they are also selling wristbands for just €5. Westlake Aqua Park in 2 Mile Gate, just outside Killaloe, will reopen on May the 18th, much to the delight of many children. East Clare's very own inflatable aqua park is fun no matter what the weather is like. Your safety is their priority, and they provide the wetsuits and buoyancy jackets also. Visit their website westlakeaquapark.ie for all information. Birchwood Sauna, a mobile sauna, will be coming to Mount Shannon Harbour, and you are being invited to the launch party on Saturday the 18th of May from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be a variety of options like a sauna and swim or plunge, a singing bowl sauna, full moon sauna, yoga and sauna, and much more. The rate is €20 per hour, and to book via the WhatsApp, contact Anna on 085 2302387. East Clare Community Co-op are inviting people to become a shareholder for just €10. Visit their office for more information to become a shareholder and enjoy subsidised holistic therapies. Connection Through Art, a drawing and painting workshop, will take place on Saturday the 18th of May from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Glandry, East Clare. The price is €50 with concession at €40. They will be exploring our inner vision, connecting with intuition, sharing and learning with like-minded people. For more information and to register, contact open.heart.field@gmail.com, or you can phone 083 120 9991. Mount Shannon Trad Music Night in aid of the Inish Caltra National School in Mount Shannon will take place on Saturday the 15th of June in Cushnahona Pub in Mount Shannon. All are invited to come along for a lively night of traditional music with talented musicians lined up to entertain you, led by Cleona Donlan. Tickets are €15 per person and can be purchased online via eventbrite.ie/Mount Shannon Trad Music Night. Tulla History Group will be having their next meeting in the Tulla Courthouse on Monday the 20th of May at 8 p.m. The speaker will be Angus Mitchell, who will show his film Remembering Bulmer Hobson. There'll be discussion and questions afterwards, and all are welcome. Congratulations to Bambi Thug and all involved in making it to the final of the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Doomsday Blue. It has been 6 years since Ireland were last represented in the final in 2018, and we wish Bambi and co the very best of luck in the final tonight, Saturday, and we're looking forward to hearing the results. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar and Scarif. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening and take care.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Petty Punch Engineering of Scariff. Today, Saturday, will be another warm and dry day with good spells of sunshine with highs of 18 to 22 degrees. Tonight, cloud will increase and showers will develop, mainly over the western half of the country, and we'll have lows of 9 to 12 degrees. Tomorrow, Sunday, will bring a mix of cloud and sunny spells, with showers or longer spells of rain, some heavy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Highs of 15 to 19 degrees. On Sunday night, showers will gradually die out. However, rain will move in from the southwest by morning and we'll have lows of 8 to 11 degrees. Monday will bring further outbreaks of rain or showers with a chance of thunderstorms with highs of 13 to 17 degrees. Early on Tuesday morning, a band of persistent or heavy rain will move in from the east and will extend westwards. It will be noticeably cooler than previous days with highs of 11 to 14 degrees. On Tuesday night, there'll be further spells of rain and showers. Wednesday and Thursday will continue quite cool with further showers, some heavy, and temperatures will range from 11 to 15 degrees. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.